What's up? It's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Cause I've been at it since the quarter past eight. In thick, you're looking at it.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich. Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl. Yeah, I love a Zulu girl. Yeah, I say, damn.
Yo, what up? This is Questa. Thank God.
All the stars, all the hits. This is the Divas Radio.
Hello, what's up? Hello, Diva drivers. Hello,
it's Madiva's Radio.
Yes.
Where we connect, inform, and engage.
And of course, we're engaging with them namhlanje through the podcast, the Diva Drive podcast, mm-hmm. the best show here at Madiva's Radio.
Central. The one and only.
The one and only. The ladies' show.
Yes.
Because it all, has all the ladies. Igama ding ongeziwa kana kumba. I am Onge Joy, the lady of talk. And every episode, mm-hmm. I have gorgeous woman hosting with me. And namhlanje, I have the presenter, Setu Winner 2025. I want to remind them.
Hi, but none. I live along. And of course, I am Uyamkela Xatyana. But this year's X to you, the 2025 presenter winner. I mean, Madiba's Radio presenter winner. For the search.
Like, from Melibayazi. Every day. Let's talk about
every time. Here and
actually,
there.
Part of your intro, actually. Yeah. Melibayazi. Like, we both won the 2024.
Okay.
It's okay. Like,
room winners.
Okay. Even this show, you show your winners.
Of course.
So, you also a winner. We're listening to us. Namhlanje. How was the day, my love? It's windy outside.
Yeah, it's very windy.
Yeah.
He has Namdia Papa Tech.
Bruh.
Now I was like, thick mommy. Papa Tech.
So imagine Baba Njana when you were slain. Oh my God, the word is so bad.
It's so embarrassing. So embarrassing.
Yeah. From now, I can feel ikuthi iphondo lam elikhulu okuliyamilisiwa
phendleleni.
Iphaphathekiswa ngumoya. But it's such an awesome morning so far. It has been an awesome morning, awesome day. And just the whole week has been so good. You know, when you're doing things.
It's definitely
like,
been a good week.
It's just like, okay, I'm taking this box.
We saw you everywhere. We saw you everywhere.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, when you're ticking all the boxes, you're like, okay, look, mm-hmm. look yourself in the mirror, be like, yeah, you're doing it. Yeah.
Definitely you're doing it.
But yeah, we can't say the same for Usol.
We can't say the same for Soul. Let's get into it.
Kaya FM fires mm-hmm. Soul Penduka over controversial podcast and chill comments.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, you got suspended. And then you went to the podcast and mm-hmm. said, actually, I got suspended over the lawsuit by Mini Dlamini. They made comments. Mini Dlamini on the podcast, no Megji. Mm-hmm. And then now the station is like, we are going to suspend you. And then do an interior mm-hmm. Investigation.
Because they are not in support of what he said.
Of course. And when there was Tetileo Gesana, Mini Dlamini, this whole comments actually just took a backlash on the media. Everyone mm-hmm. was like, we want to know why Nizokuluma kanje. Other people were like laughing. It was a whole thing. The media was buzzing. Yes, and the remarks made sure uti ziyam khathaza uMini. uMini uti I want 1 million rand for myself and mm-hmm. 1.5 million rands to be donated to a women's organization.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a suwisha kesana esithi these comments actually constituted hate speech,
mm-hmm.
unfair discrimination,
right.
Harassment based on sex and gender, mm-hmm. and it's such a serious matter. And KFM is like, we cannot stand with the soul during this time.
Yeah, because KFM Galuku is a brand on its own.
Yeah.
So as a brand, you cannot associate yourself with such.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. It's a pity for Usol.
Yeah,
hence, you should mind what you say. Ngomlomo wako.
That's the thing.
It's important to think before you speak.
That's the thing, gengogo, with Usol and Megji on their podcast.
Oh, they just blabber.
They just talk whatever that comes to mind, and they just, you know, they can't keep their comments probably to their thoughts to themselves.
Yeah.
And also, a part of that is what makes them more authentic and more lovable.
Yeah, they're very realistic.
Yeah,
because
bakhulumento bayi
exactly.
Okay, in this matter, this is how we think, this is how we feel.
But even so, Yeah, if it's so entertaining in Dubai for now, it has consequences.
Consequences. And it has consequences at the end it's of the quite day. Funny now because like, even Meg G got fired in radio. Now, Saul is also getting fired. So nice. I just can't wait to hear the next, just listen at, and watch the next episode because I'm sure Meg G was impressed with Saul. Like, Ted, spill the beans. And even the fact that Kai FM came forward and actually. Actually, Shurisha, its statement, and I don't wanna like it just makes me see Uguti Nyani. It is the mini Dlamini thing, because I was like, and yes, for you to get fired,
this mini Dlamini thing has been dragging for a while,
which is why when Ngobe suspended, I felt like. You are suspended when I saw it. Fine, you understand. But is it really about the mini Dlamini thing? Because I felt maybe he did something else inside that we are not told. And then Ngoku, maybe it's just a cover. And Dlamini.
Suspended for yona.
Yeah, but Ngoku, the fact that the station also came forward and like emphasized that the remarks breached by Uso Penduga is the breach of the whole contract that Penduga has with the station. And also in June 2023, he had similar conduct and they promised Uguti it must not okay again. So this thing comes as in Ntobikeyenzeka back in June 2023. So Uguti, no, this is the second time you're doing such a thing related to this. So asikwazi ukugcina around. So ish. I think I like a podcast.
Yazi iright land yabo ye podcast. I mean, it's fun, it's authentic.
Yeah.
And they do it so well, so they might as well stick to it.
No, just stick to it, Brana. And because it should say,
but even sticking to it, it will still bring more consequences.
Still, also, because in a podcast, as much as they platform, but they can get to speak and say whatever they want to say. But still, it's like with DSTV, let's start there. DSTV is still a brand now. They will not really love to associate themselves with whatever comments as controversial that they say. At the same time, it's just like you, I don't think now you can't make your choice but sticking to the podcast.
Maybe. They don't have anything else.
But I understand Anonymic G.
Yes, all of them, Glow Podcast. Wrong. The entire crew, they understand each other.
So they might just run with it.
Yeah, stay together.
Asana. But it has been an epic weekend.
A great one.
A great weekend.
Which you missed.
Bruh, beside the events we had around PE, which were like weekend in cool. Weekend year 30 was weekend in cool.
It's always a weekend in cool. A community.
Yeah, with all the events that are happening all around, the spotlight in South A is the one.
The Scorpion Kings monumental event. I wanted to be there.
Please,
I would be there, but then 700 for a ticket, like your 600, I'm just a student.
And then we'll sugelana. Pretoria.
That's a flash.
Got flying bag.
See?
Yes.
But nonetheless, let's get into it. This past weekend, Pretoria's Loftus Versfeld Stadium was electrified as DJ Maphorisa and Ukabza De Small, collectively known as eScorpion Kings, hosted the highly anticipated Scorpion Kings Live with Friends concert on Friday the 29th, 2025. If you went there, where were you? Okay, I was like, here. But where were you?
At least if you're in Pretoria or around, or if you could actually get yourself there and get flight or something, why are you not younger? Because
it was such a big event. On the clips on TikTok, it was like we in America. Those big events in America.
The stage was crazy. The lyrics also did the lyrics thingy when everyone is performing.
The performance, the artists, everything, man.
The event actually debuted Kings Will Rise, which actually attracted over 50,000 fans and followers. And also it featured an all-star lineup. I mean, we had Abo, Amifaku,
Casper Nyovest,
Kamon Pela,
Mafia Vicky Zolo.
Uplindo, the vocalist.
And just Java, my face.
Are you a young star?
And a surprise appearance by Nigerian megastar Davido.
That was the highlight
Did
of the night.
Did you see his jacket?
That is,
his jacket was fire.
Like, he's a fashionista.
He dresses up.
Trimmed
down, guess that.
Like, this actually lineup had over like 30 artists on it. And Kale Eli Gesana with the pre-show go to, later to the main event from 6 till late. They had an unforgettable musical experience because I missed out big time.
Same. I also missed out. But nonetheless, it was an unforgettable musical experience for the fans. And the event also honored legendary South African composer Kefa Semenya, highlighting the rich musical heritage of the country as we are now in the Heritage Month.
Exactly.
Yes.
African,
we're all here. And also in partnership with Metro FM, Converse, Gautrain, and Prasa, the event ensured seamless transportation for attendees, emphasizing convenience and safety. Have you heard any stories about people losing phones, losing their cars? Oh, I did on
TikTok.
Someone lost his car. Someone lost an entire car, bruh. An entire car.
Ungayenzani ngathini? Like, ngasola kwalo 700 ukuphela for a ticket.
And listen, yena imoto itrekile and wayifumana, but ifumene in scraps. It's no longer a car. It's just scraps.
So what I said, the my copy, but the important parts.
Yeah, well, they did
Lisa
that.
Surely, yo, that's so sad.
But at least
sad.
He enjoyed the event.
At least I don't think so. I can enjoy a man. Just a cop, bruh. But if I call, let's go to phone.
Yeah, it's understandable.
If you were intoxicated, you get sober same
real
time.
Real quick.
If only you stress a guy very young, bruh.
Imagine
an entire car
that you've been paying installments for. That
you and you're gonna need to actually probably
you pay checker
still pay the like installment until you get back because bangenda wanna go into go to when you last
last month. And go away, boom, nanti.
Usunga to insurance. Oh man, some the insurance manager difficulties. Oh man,
exactly.
Now you can't get to work on time. Maybe you didn't even save for transport. You may be, and be 29, 30, so month end. Maybe Maliago.
The car is gone. Car is no more.
Yo, that is so
it was such a pity for him, man. That is sad.
People
lost phones, man. People lost phones. Most of them lost phones, and the one that lost his car, I haven't heard anything besides that.
And also Konalom, who said she dropped the phone, and then Kaleza was born, and then she picked it up. She was like so grateful.
Yo, I would be grateful too.
Glad I was able to pick it up on time because Begu pegged Lawe.
Yeah, it was packed.
One of my favorite performances, Kamopela. Oh,
mine was. Unkosazana daughter,
Kadohati, and Tracy, and Young Star.
Damn, Kosana.
Kosana daughter's voice. Kosana daughter's voice. When she sings. She has a thing.
That uniqueness, that horse in his in her voice. Ucula kamnandi, man.
And then also Young Stunner is a powerhouse. Did you see the opening? Ends when Amos and then he sang but the way he's it started, I didn't catch it that and then yes, I was like, hey, he even danced. It's like so happy.
I enjoyed it even though I was not there. I enjoyed it. The TikToks, the videos, the clips, everything.
I
felt like we were there as well.
And then also the Scorpion Kings, Ugabza, Pana, Noma, Perisa, they also made a moment of silence for
Yolanda.
Yeah, for all the artists that they actually lost. Umpura, Killakao, they did the whole video which displayed on there. It was like really emotional and really beautiful to watch.
Nonetheless, it was a great
one.
But if you were there, siyakubuyela.
And up next, we have someone on the line. Someone very important.
We almost forgot.
We almost forgot. We have a Gqom. Zotin star.
Gqom star.
We have a Gqom star.
An influencer.
A fashionista.
A drip god.
Listen.
All the way from Cape Town,
Ekhayelitsha. He is also releasing album yakhe, mm-hmm. and we're going to be talking more about album yakhe. But I just have this question, mm-hmm. before we get into the interview. Mm-hmm. I have this question about this artist, as we all have. We're talking about Okabza. They were giving commemorating the artist we lost. Mm-hmm. You know, artists and their music, mm-hmm. change sometimes. They impact, yeah. our lives. They inspire. They just, their music actually just plays a huge role in our lives.
Yes.
So if we're now, you could only listen to one South African artist for the rest of the year,
that
who
is
would
very
it be?
Unfair.
And also,
that
why?
Is very unfair.
Hi, Bo.
That is very, very unfair.
There should be one. Yes. There should be one. And just, okay, yes. two. Let's say
okay,
two.
Yes, let's say two.
Yeah, two.
First one, I'd say I'm a piano god, Kelvin Momo. Ooh, I love Kelvin Momo so yeah, much. Yeah. And the second one would be Uxolo Mngwango.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my two favorite artists.
Okay.
And if I'd have to refer the question to you, what are your two favorite artists that you listen to?
OMG. It's really unfair.
See how difficult it is. It's very unfair. Okay, last name two. Is five.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just keep it to two.
Stick to two, yes.
And then South African artists. Mm-hmm. Naledi Aphiwe, guys.
Yeah.
Naledi Aphiwe is the girl she
thinks she's such a star at a very young age.
Like, I love her music. I love her. Like, I love her. She sings
personality very beautiful.
Personality as a whole as well. And another artist, Masek Mapiano, actually. Mm-hmm. Yo, I marah this thing. Because now I want to mention the R&B as well. I want to mention the Afro. I want to mention everyone. Okay. Mapiano, let's say. I don't do this.
Tough. Very
That's
tough.
Very tough.
Come on.
Okay, let's. To Mapiano, let's keep it to Waffles.
Okay.
Zingumalo. Mama.
Yes. I love that song.
Oh, stand down. Zingumalo. Waffle is a star.
Yeah, she
and
is.
She's also a star. Gosses and a daughter. Oh, I could mention.
There are many of them, yes. Mention, definitely like, many of them.
All the South African artists.
Something
yes,
so weird.
Something so weird.
Yes.
Lindo
is Java.
Stop! How could I forget Java? Like Java, young Stana. Like, yeah. yo.
Many of them.
One
man.
Of the artists that are late, that I always love, mm-hmm. Costa Teach. I always feel like he needed more time.
Yes.
We needed more time with him.
Yeah, all of them needed more time, man. We still need Bura. AKA.
Ah,
we still
Killa need Kao.
AKA. Killa Kao, Yolanda.
Oh, Yolanda.
We still need them,
oh, we
man.
Still need them for reals. But yeah, it is.
It is what it is.
What it is.
Let's get into it our is. Guest.
Let's go to our guest. And on the line, we have a DJ and a producer, mm-hmm. Kara CPT, who is just coping Ingo, the album yakhe. I am super excited for the album yakhe.
Same. I cannot wait to hear what he has for us.
Because, you know, he always delivers, Nje. Kara.
I'm pretty sure abantu bekgqoma apho bakho.
Happy.
Oh, in the way you're not believing.
Bangamile, because I also cannot wait. I'm just going through my things over here. Because in the funa. Okay. Yes. I want. Okay, so the name of the album is Uthando Novuyo. Mm-hmm. And one of the songs that was Kupa Pambile. Ibola Lemali.
Ibola Lemali. Yes, I actually listened to the song.
You listen to the song.
I listen to the song.
And
I like it. I like
you
it.
You love it.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't want to lie. Kairo just delivers big time.
Each and every day.
He doesn't miss.
Whether it's an EP, whether it's an album, whether it's a single.
He clocks it every day. He clocks it.
Clocks it every day.
But let's go to the interview. Let's go find Kairo on the line and see what he has to say and get to know him more.
Yeah. Let's get to it.
The Divas Radio.
Righty, Sancho, as promised, Uyams and I are bringing you someone very important today.
Right.
On the line, we have a cultural force.
Mm-hmm.
We have a game changer in the Qom scene.
Sancho,
Qom scene does like we paid straight out of Cape Town. He is not just a DJ, just a DJ and producer.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a storyteller.
All right.
He's a fashion voice.
Okay.
He's also a movement all by himself. Mamela, this person is the hit maker of Isigqibo Zakho.
Drum roll, please.
Do you know Isham Sham?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Sabonela Pandi?
Yes.
With Uzinhle Kwayemani and Thembi Mona. Ladies and gentlemen, help us welcome Caro CPT.
Ooh.
Hi, Caro.
Yebo, yebo, yebo.
How are you today? What's the mood?
No, I'm good, man. I'm just fresh. No complaint. I'm just happy, man, to be having this interview with you guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love the shades, though.
For anyone who's meeting Caro CPT for the first time, how did this journey start for you? Can you please let us in on that?
So let me start with my journey. I started with the hip hop back in high school. I think it was around 2017. Yaba was a rapper. And then I felt in love, man, with music production. And then did Ilendoza ago to create my own beat. I went to like learning about music. And then around 2019, I started with Iqom. I felt in love. I was so focused kuyo because it was more easier for me to make. And then, yeah, the rest is history, man. Basically, so, that's my journey through music. And then originally, I'm from Cape Town, Khayelitsha, Ikasiya Khona. So that's where it all started.
Yeah, so what actually kept you pushing, yabo, iGqugquzela from Cape Town streets to all the way being one of the national voices for Iqom and being one of the artists that celebrate Wayo and as Wayo ngeGqom?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
On their booze, but what actually kept you pushing? It's a motivator to playing from Cape Town streets to all the way being national for Iqom.
I think, man, it's the love of music and also what I get from my band. Like, let me say, I produce Ingometile, I drop Ingometile. The love, man, it keeps me going.
Mm-hmm.
And what also I think also is my goal. I'm goal-driven. I want to see Qom overseas. I want to see Qom push like we are young now, nationally also. So I think he's driving and Nigayaba, like, let me like push, let me do more music.
Okay. So how does it feel to be one of the most well-known Qom artists in Asikab?
It's so amazing, man. I feel like I don't feel I'm the best or like I'm the top artist, but... I still, even now, man, let me say, I still feel like I'm like, this are cool, like, but I'm still growing. And, you know, the energy, the love, it's kind of like motivating me a lot. And I can say how it feels to be one of the top producers in Cape Town. It's so amazing, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing. Like, Lando in Niga, like, more energy to, like, make, to prove
to
myself,
to
break the boundaries, you know?
Yeah. So, indone yona yona ndiya kwenza uthandi Qom?
I think it's the beat, yabo. Mna nomuntu othanda ukunwabisa abantu, like, even, like, on my personal space, I like to make fun, even when I'm around, like, friends, when I'm around the team, I always, like, come up with different ways of, like, making make a vibe, and then, like, but also at the same time, the introvert and turn teta kakhulu.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I can say like Iqom, it's one of the music where like Manita Okose Muti Nuvukwe umamele yona, then like instantly you can like be happy, make a mood, exercise and you can go to gym.
Yeah.
You know. So I think Ilawan Dogom, that's why I created Iqom, because of like Funoba Upa Banu Gla mindset about I'm bored. I don't have like Lendo's energy, and I'm sad. Like,
yeah,
kind of like wakes you up. So, yeah,
So, what is the first song you remember making that made you think, "Bah, yeah, yoli, yoli, this is going to be a hit"? Gave here nangom.
I think we need to take it back. Ne? So, in high school, yeah. There's a friend of mine called Duarte. Ne? I used to play umculo for you, now umchitawam. But I think I'll cook umculo. And he was like one of those people who charge like his sound. Yeah. And then I wasn't like, I've been getting confidence in our band and hoping to know. So, yeah, then I learned about, hey, I'll tell you, I want to like short and get the teal, like, like, no instrument teal. So, I learned about my to know. And then, like, after I think I've learned a lot from him, from his criticism, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And then after the Kabili High School, I went to the mountains, the Eastern Cape. And then I feel like I've learned a lot from my own experience from the past year, And then I felt like, now, I think it was around 2020, about the moment I released Uvila Chigeleza no Ijendala. Around that time, I felt like I was more like I was more focused, man. And then the sound, I got my own sound now. I wasn't copying anyone. I was being creative. I did my own thing. Yeah, but so 2020, that was the year I felt like now I'm ready. Yeah, about to like go outside to abantu bonke bamamela umculo wami.
Sana, ngicela ke sana into ongayaziyo is the fact that back in 2020. Ndaqala uDJ ke sana, which is a crazy story that I never really tell. Ndandlala igqom and I used to play your songs. Ebona Shwam Shwam was my favorite.
The beat ku Shwam Shwam.
That was my favorite.
That's my favorite too.
Ne? Yeah. Ah, teen. And also another thing gawe ona Cairo is the fact that you're not just about music. You've built your name for yourself in fashion and also just the culture too. So how important is that side of you as an artist?
It's important, man, to brand like ilendoza yako, I career yako, especially when it comes to like umculo, because you know about they look a lot. I mean, they watch every movement you do. So now you must look representable. Yeah, well, oh, if you be clean, you must dress properly. You know.
Yeah.
So for me, that's important. Yeah, well, because it's part of the image. Yeah, well, you portraying. Yeah, well, yeah, and also like, as artist, wear energy. Yeah, well, as a whole. So it's very important for me to like look appropriate and.
Yeah.
Represent myself, and is representing Gawe Bantwin.
I could say, Bana, we actually all need each woman Jengo art as was fundisa from Ekaleni to having now artists as Jenga and I'm glad because today we have Cairo Sepiti that a lot of people love, we all love, and we have music, Osnigawona, that we actually relate to and enjoy as well. So, I want us to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
Ne? But like me say me buzo, but it's just a fun game.
Okay.
So Yams, do you wanna should I ask?
Go first. You can go
okay.
First.
Okay, I have this question for you, Ned. What's the funniest or craziest thing that has ever happened to you during a gig?
Oh, snap. Okay. I think it was around 2023. I was in East London, entering venue event, yeah, but so you know, you get a band where they approach you, sangena, jebak, fuyele, and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So, I feel like it was kind of weird, man, because one of I think two of those girls, and I know my baby's it show me or something, like, but the back rapper, like, but yeah, but it was so uncomfortable, you know, because the kind of half almost and stuff, but now, my bamba in Burundi, and it was one of the craziest things.
But anyway, Carol, what is your dream collab? Who is that one person that you'd like to collaborate with?
One person I'd like to work with is Gabza the Small.
Mapori
is like with vocals.
Yeah,
funny enough, man, I want to try something also else Manditi house music yabo bandimisene gqom. Ngisebenza coffee yeah.
You could be also try one of that thing or try ayo yegqom ne house uthi uzokhupha yakho sound. You can never know, maybe by next year so besinenye ama piano entsha efikayo but in your own style as yeah. Nawe. Uyayibo?
The sound as a now. Yes, of course.
Also talking about the sound I'm coming with now. So yeah. There's a song I've dropped today. It's called Ubola Lemali. Payana, yes. I've mixed amapiano with this group. Yabo amapiano nikom. So payana, I feel like ikhona into entsha that I might introduce abantwini. Yabo, if you can listen to this song, there's something I'm creating paya yabo. So watch out.
Ndijonga ke sana, I want to know more about the ngilongoma yanamhla oyikhuphe namhlanje later on, but ngoku ndi curious. Okay, sorry. Okay, ndithi ne, if ngoku namhlanje I decide to go to Cape Town, what's that one food that you recommend or a place othi yabona khona buye khona hayi uqhibile uzobuya ihluthi?
Okay, so there's a lot in Cape Town now, like where you can get like kutyo ku proper. But yeah. For me, since I'm from Khayelitsha and I'm representing my hometown. I would say, ne, you can go to a Khayelitsha now to set down to Embengweni. Yabo.
Oh.
Payana. Hey. And also the second one, ne, is a site C. It's also in Khayelitsha. Site C, you will get by it's been the Zangwa Fumana before.
So I can actually feel.
So, Carol, what is one word to describe isound yakho oyenzayo?
Authentic.
Yes, perfect.
Okay, perfect.
I didn't
know. Yeah. So, Carol, if ubungenzi umculo, what job would you Carol be doing namhlanje?
I think I was gonna be Elendos. I have a lot of interests. Yeah, well, even as a scholar, and I did like 3 stuff. Yeah, well, but I'm more into graphic designing. Yeah, well.
Ooh,
that's
cool.
That's why I also see like covers and gomazam. It's always like top notch. Yeah, well. Yeah. I always direct my art. Yeah, well. And also, I feel like when it comes to art cover, it's very important because it tells a story about the music itself. So that's why I love doing. I go hard when I do art covers. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, because it actually tells a lot about the sound and the music that you'll be releasing. It is judge a book by
its cover. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Carol, what's one fashion item you can't live without?
Can I guess?
The shades. He cannot live without the shades.
No, it's not shades, actually. I can say it's my cell phone, yeah, well, because everywhere I move, I need to like post ERNs, I need to post content, I need to answer emails. So I feel like it's my phone and I can't live without it. And also, okay, so sorry, can I say the last one? Eh?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You can.
It's prayer, man. Yeah, but everywhere I go, I do pray. Oh. I pray a lot. It's God.
Yeah. Kahle. Kasilungisa kancane ne. It's a good thing that sesiyafuna nalonto ba okay. UKhayro ne phone abohlukani.
And prayer.
Ne prayer. And it's also, we're also learning that every day, mele vele sithandaze to include God wherever we are.
Yes.
The one item, your fashion, Yona, that you can't live without, Yona Indon. Your fashion item.
Sorry?
A fashion item that you can't live without.
I think I will need to take a second to think about Yona, ne? Mm-hmm. I feel like
Lizaza, man. So, Caro, one more question, right? Tell us the secret or plug with your stylist because you are killing it with fashion.
You know what? I feel like, man, I wear what I'm comfortable to wear. I feel like I'm wearing a suit and so on. It depends on the day, it depends on the occasion. So, I don't have like a stylist, but I think I'm my own. I am my own stylist. Yeah, well, that's really right. Some. I order online, and also now, what I like about the question you are asking is that. Kulendo yam yo represent yabo. Ifumene opportunity to work with a big brand with the Fix. So now Ooh. They understand my style. They know what I like. So
yeah.
I feel like it's one of the biggest achievements this year.
Yeah, big ups. And actually, it's one of the things we want to talk about later on, Ubana, the whole collaboration with The Fix. Right now, the new single, Ipola Lele Mali. What's the story behind the track?
So on that song, I'm featuring the artist from KZN, Ubabaga Simba. Basically, it's talking about the vibes, about the groove vibes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have like a personal story. On it, what I did is that I sampled a vocal from a video clip, and then I mixed with my beat. That's how we did the collaboration. Yeah, so it doesn't like a deep story on it, but basically it's a song for a party.
Okay. So, Caro, what was the process like in the studio? Was it a quick vibe or something you crafted over time?
Okay, so if you're speaking about Ubola Le Mali, I didn't meet Lendoza, a collaborator, like face to face with Nayo, yabo. But when it comes to like the album that I'm gonna drop now, there's a lot of artists that I was in studio with,
yeah,
to work with to work on the project, yabo. So some of the features. This is in that like telephonically where I
really?
Send it to record like a studio sack and then email or vice versa. So
yeah.
That's how like we created the music. Also the few songs I've dropped, like with Dali and his Kabozako, we never met with Uminola like a studio.
That's so cool.
Send a repeat. I send it back. Yeah, but so it's a nice working relationship with those artists.
Yeah, that's so cool. I vagal no vagal asa nuba bengeko sinarone zi one. Especially since it was, that's like one of my favorite songs.
Oh yeah, thank you for enjoying this song.
So kulengoma yebhola lemali, how do you hope abantu bazo connect nayo ngayo? Like bayibone njani lengoma, bay receive it. How do you hope bazo receive njani?
First thing, is that when it comes to like love verse, yeah, Lam Chita, who I'm featuring Kuyo, the way he's singing, it's very fast. Yeah, but so for me, I had the idea of like whenever they're gonna listen to the song, they're gonna be eager of what like Lam Chita Iteta Yogengong. Yeah, but as I lyrics is too fast and stuff like that. So now what I love about you to do Labo Klangoma is that I want them to connect about Katinina Banga Koi.
Yeah,
I want them
to
enjoy the song, to just have fun with the song.
Actually, say dinging omes njalo man go means when so yo skype after skype go after go.
Long week.
So when Osekai was listening, please be sure to stream the song and listen to that song Ipola Le Mali by Caro. But Caro, I want us to play a game now.
Yeah.
Quick fire choices.
Quick fire choices. One must go. Ne?
Who's our keta one? Play game is Sajal. Ne?
Sorry, can you come again?
It's a quick fire question. One must go. And two choices, and you choose a one choice. And again, I'll explain unless you want, but I'll explain unless you want elaborate. I don't know if that's okay.
Okay, no, you can explain for me as we go on.
No, so it's a quick fire questions. There's two choices, and where's choices? Uzo choose a one. One must go, ne?
Yes.
So, okay. Choice yako. There's no explanations unless you want to elaborate on why you are choosing that choice.
Okay, cool.
Ne? So, Naz,
your
quality choice. Cape Town or Joburg?
Cape Town.
Ah, hometown, of course. Home city.
Studio or stage?
Sorry?
Studio or stage?
Studio.
Oh, son. Snickers or slides?
Sorry?
Snickers or slides?
Sneakers.
Okay. I feel you.
Daytime vibe or okay, your nighttime vibe?
Nighttime
vibe. Of course. Okay. Being Cairo, the grown producer, or Cairo, the fashionista or drip god?
Being Cairo, the producer.
Of course.
So, World of Isgubu or Skoobfontein?
World of Skoob.
Why? I want to know, Glenn, about why, Yona.
Why? Because of the impact that the album has made and also the amount of music I've put my effort on the song. Even the list of the song, it's more than the Skoobfontein. So, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. For Abba Banganziyo, those are Ukairo's albums, World of Skoobu or Skoobfontein. Now, I want to talk about your collaborations. Like you mentioned earlier, your collaboration with It The Fix, ne?
Yes.
So, what do these partnerships actually mean to you as an artist and also as a brand?
They mean a lot, man. You know, it's one step from growing up, you know. And I think, man, what I can say is that it's a good image also for us as GOM artists. You know, we don't get a lot of opportunities like that, you know, because of his sound here to Ibono as like umculo where like utibenene drugs and alcohol and stuff. So that thing alone is changing the game, yeah, but because of now the industry is getting to understand the sound yet by fan and also like the impact the sound has on people now. Yeah, but it has vocals, it has message. So now I feel like working with those big brands, it's a big game changer for me and also for Ikomiona itself.
Yeah, that's good. That's so good. Now, I'm going to tell you about your upcoming album.
Yes.
We know the streets are talking about your upcoming album, right?
Yeah.
But now the problem is our meeting has like 3 minutes remaining in it. So I want to take a break and just get water and also fix the technical issues on our side. And then we continue with the conversation with Cairo and also just talk more about his upcoming album because I know it's a banger because Cairo always delivers.
Oh, yes. I like it.
Righty, we still have Cairo and we're talking about his upcoming album, Nanoyam's Apa. Cairo.
Hey, whoa.
What's that say, right, Mos?
No, I'm still good. I'm still fresh.
Great.
Right, so,
that's right. Always top notch, right? Yes.
Yeah, very good.
So, Cairo, we know Guti, lie on the streets. They're talking about your upcoming album, ne? What can fans expect from it? And how is it different from your past work?
So, my fans can expect a lot of like different sounds on this one. I try to like make it a bit unique and also like blend with my old style. So there's like new features on my album. So it's gonna be fire, man. I'm 100% sure people are gonna enjoy this one. Mm-hmm.
Is Ibhola Lemali a good taste of the sound and energy of the full project, or are there surprises that we should wait on?
On the album, the surprise. It's not a lot, man. I think people must just wait for me. I'm gonna release next week the album track list. So that's where they're gonna see like what's gonna pop on the album. So for now, I can't say it's exclusive. Mm. So yeah, surprise.
How's man?
No, it's a surprise, man.
Okay, I can't wait to see and hear all the sounds that you're bringing us. And what kind of stories are you actually trying to tell through this album?
You know, since I've mentioned earlier on before, so yeah. I said that, you know, in this album, I'm reflecting a lot, man, of my past. Yeah, but you know, growing up, like this love of music, you know. So, the Tebansa Yonkela feel through your album, emotions nazo, zikona paya. You know, I like to like make umtolo where it's gonna connect with abantu. Yeah, so there's like certain instrument where you feel like, yeah, you see this one is touching me. Yeah, but so there's a lot of emotion on the album. So that's what people are going to expect more on this album.
You're trying to get us on our feels. Funa si feele, si lile.
Yes, yeah. And also there's like different styles on the album, especially at the end. Now, Anzako, so it's like a journey, man. Yeah? So it starts slower.
Okay.
And then you keep on feeling. Yeah? But that's why when you play this album, it's a must, but with the from track one until the last one, so that you can get Yaboba, like what is really happening on it. Yeah.
So Zikhona, it features or produces on the album that you are excited about?
Yes. There's a lot of collaboration, like Kono Annelisa, Mubaba Gasimba, and also Mucheche, and also one of the Eastern Cape artists, Ibachike.
Mucheche, Yimboza. Is it that one?
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
I Kono love Cheche. It.
And who else, man? Yeah. I think, yeah, I'm going to release the track list. You're going to see.
Okay. We actually can't wait to hear that and see the track list. And we're looking forward to everything and your work, Jet Large, and everything that you're going to give us. And thank you for actually joining us on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys. Much appreciated for this interview, man.
Yeah, how can your fans get you on the socials, your social handles?
So my social media handles on every platform, let me say, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, TikTok, or Cairo CPT.
Yeah.
Is in the platform with Cairo_CPT. Also, if like anyone want to book Cairo CPT, there's email also. So you can check me out on those platforms.
Okay, thank you so much, Cairo. Have an awesome week and weekend.
Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy your weekend too. Enjoy.
Thank you so much. Nizvele Gesana, that was Cairo joining us, Gesana. And we are Chukutichonga now, Apukona.
That was Cairo, everyone. And we definitely enjoyed the interview. We hope you also enjoyed the interview.
Yeah,
and you got to know more about Cairo and his upcoming album and his single that he recently released.
And actually, my exciting part is knowing that he's in collaboration with The Figs.
Yes.
And Avante Brandy.
The Brandy.
Oh, Cairo is begging big. And
the outfits,
moves.
I love it. He's definitely making big moves in the industry,
fashionista,
man.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
He's the fashion god. Otherwise, that is it from us. Next episode, same time, same place. Ikama, ngiziwa kona kumba. I am Onke Joy, the joy, the lady of talk.
And
on the socials,
course,
the corner, on Instagram, I am Onge Joy _ TikTok, Onge _ Joy, Facebook, Onge Joy, just everywhere, Onge Joy. Yes, babe.
And of course, I am Uyamkele Xatyana, but Miss Yams X to you. And I am Uyamkele Xatyana on Facebook, Yams X on TikTok, as well as Instagram. See you next time.
Bye.
Clock it.
The best youth station in the Bay.
Mativa's Radio.